It's April 28th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with John Biggs for your daily news roundup. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. And now, the news.
Bitcoin's bulls are taking a breather, having engineered the longest run of daily gains since last summer. At press time, the number one cryptocurrency by market cap is trading in a sideways manner around $7,730 on major exchanges, representing a 0.6% decline on the day, according to CoinDesk Bitcoin Price Index. The lackluster trading comes a day after prices hit a 6.5-week high of $7,800. Notably, the cryptocurrency has eked out modest gains in each of the last 7 days. Bitcoin last rallied for 7 straight days in July 2019. The 7-day winning trend from July 30th to August 5th, 2019 saw prices rise by over 2,600 to highs near 12,000. Meanwhile, most analysts are anticipating an extension of the recent uptrend, possibly to 10,000, in the days leading up to the mining reward halving due on May 12th. Some observers, however, think the cryptocurrency could witness a pullback before breaking above 8,000. Bitcoin is currently trading at $7,753, while Ether is trading at $197, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
Digital assets stolen in a hack on crypto lending platform DeForce last week have been returned to customers. As reported by CoinDesk, a hack on the decentralized finance protocol saw $25 million in cryptocurrencies exit its wallets over 3 hours on April 19th of this year. Curiously, the assets were returned 2 days later for reasons that weren't made fully clear. Most of the funds have now been used to pay back all users who'd lost crypto in the attack, according to a Monday announcement by DeForce. Quote, over 90% of assets have been distributed to users in less than 24 hours. 100% of users have been made whole in the recovery. We will disclose more future action shortly, according to a company tweet.
And in mining news, a Chinese city in the world's Bitcoin mining hub is publicly encouraging the blockchain industry to help consume excess hydroelectricity ahead of the summer rainy season. Yan, one of the many cities in China's mountainous Sichuan province, a region that's estimated to account for 50% of the Bitcoin network's computing power, has recently issued a public guidance to seize the, quote, strategic opportunity of the blockchain sector that they can help consume the area's excessive hydropower electricity. Though not specifically mentioned in the guidance, Bitcoin mining is an activity in the blockchain industry that is notable for its reliance on the intensive usage of electricity. The Yan City's guidance also emphasized that electricity to be used by blockchain firms should come from generated power that's being connected to the state grid.
And finally, in produce news, the durian is known for its size, its divisive taste, and its thorns. Luckily, now durian lovers and haters will only have to deal with two of those things. According to Mongo Bay, Indonesia, its agricultural officials revealed that they've succeeded in growing a durian tree that bears thornless fruits. Shaped like a melon and being noticeably smooth, the thorns on this durian are extremely small, almost non-existent. This means this fruit, which smells like a cross between dirty socks and fresh manure, can be enjoyed without fear of being poked. Ain't science grand?
And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Wednesday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.